For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nick Ayers was considered a top contender to replace outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but he apparently doesn't want the job. Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
In my tenure, a little less than a year now, I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Not a good day to be outside in parts of the Southeast. An early winter storm is causing all sorts of problems. WCNN TV reporter Felicia Bolton.
There's several inches of snow down here, and it's very soft, but that doesn't mean it's okay to be outside. Many trees are covered in all of the snow, and that can make for some very dangerous conditions because right above it is a power line, and that's getting snow as well. The more snow that piles on, the more likely a tree branch will fall.
Some school districts in Virginia and North Carolina have already closed for Monday. China is making it clear they're not happy about the arrest of a Chinese company executive in Canada, requested by the U.S. She's accused of trying to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. It's unclear if the arrest could derail talks. The U.S. and China agreed on a 90-day ceasefire on tariffs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A top GOP senator is concerned about the president's pick to be the United Nations ambassador. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants former Fox News reporter and current State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to succeed Nikki Haley as ambassador when Haley steps down at the end of the year. Nauert has little foreign policy experience before taking the State Department post, and now the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would consider Nauert's nomination, and one of the members, GOP Senator Marco Rubio, tells CBS's Face the Nation, quote, "I most certainly think she has the ability to do the job well," but he adds, "Does she have detailed knowledge of foreign policy to a level that will allow her to be successful at the United Nations? That I don't know." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has made his choice for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. John Clemens reports.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dunford, who is retiring in October of next year.
Mark Milley, as you know, was just appointed the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to be determined date. A little bit later in the year, they usually give quite a bit of notice for a lot of reasons.
Milley's a four-star general who served combat command in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.